Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
We all know, at least to some degree, how things are in this world and in our nation and with you and with me personally. And many may wonder how things should be. For most of the people living today, as a matter of fact, everyone living today has never seen things the way they ought to be. Now, the older generation living today has seen a more pleasant and peaceable world and nation than it is today. But how many times have you said, if I could live my life over, I would live it differently than I have lived it. I wouldn't make all of the mistakes that I have made if only I could live my life over. Now, we know God the Creator didn't intend and didn't want this world to come to the point that we see it today. So let's take a look at the way it could be with our nation and with the world and with you and me personally. And the way it should be with us today, my friends. Turn with me, if you would, back to Deuteronomy 28, and we'll begin in verse 1. Now, God was giving our forefathers, ancient Israel, instructions here just before they went over into the Promised Land, just a few days, perhaps less than 30 days before they went over into the Promised Land. He was telling them of the blessings that they would reap, the blessing that would come upon them and overtake them if they would live by his law. Because, you see, God's law, that's God's way of life. That's the way God himself lives. God himself lives by his law. And he wants us to do the same. And he has given this world opportunity after opportunity to do so. But we have rejected. Yes, indeed, we have turned our back on our Maker, on his law and on his way. We have said, and we are saying, that Christ nailed the commandments to the cross. No such thing, my friend, no such thing. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Notice, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Set us high above all nations of the earth. Now, we have been set high above the nations of the earth. We have been the greatest nation on the face of the earth, financially, economically, and so on. And we've had the most freedom of any nation on the face of the earth as well. But my friends, what have we done with it? We are fast losing all of this. Indeed we are, because we have refused to obey our God. Now when our nation was founded, our forefathers founded it, the Constitution was written on the principles of the Bible. And we were a lot closer to God at that time than we are now. We have drifted so far from the intent of the Constitution. We have drifted so far from our God since the time that we were founded as a nation. Notice in verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Eternal your God. Yes, things would have continued to get better and better and better instead of getting worse and worse and worse as we see them degenerating today. Yes, blessings would have come up on us and would have overtaken us. Means we would be swamped with blessings, my friends. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Now, wouldn't that be a blessing if we were blessed in the cities, if we were blessed in the countries, if we had no crime, if we had no drugs, if we had no illicit sex and so on, if we had no lesbians and gays and same-sex marriages and so on? Wouldn't that be a blessing, my friends? And it could be. It could be this way with us. It could have been that way with the entire earth ever since Adam and Eve were created, if only we had obeyed. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, Yes, the fruit of your body, good health, good, healthy, obedient children. The produce of your ground and the increase of your herds and the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Yes, the produce of your ground, good, wholesome food, filled with nutritious vitamins and minerals and so on, that would keep you healthy. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Yes, good food. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. In other words, everything that you choose to do, everything that you set your hand to do, would be blessed, says the great God. Now, wouldn't that be a blessing? Are we blessed now individually? Are we blessed as a nation? Every time we set our hand to do something, every time we go out or come in, are we blessed, my friends? Does everything always turn out for the best, for the good? You can answer that yourself. I don't have to answer that for you. Verse 7, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yes, indeed. We wouldn't have to worry about terror. They would be afraid to even think about attacking America, attacking the United States, attacking Joseph, if you will, one of the nations of Israel. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he swore to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, yes, we would be a holy people to God if we kept his commandments and walked in his ways. As it says in the New Testament, we would receive what we ask of God because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Verse 10, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Now, wouldn't that be a blessing if everyone was afraid to attack America? What a blessing that would be. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body. Yes, good health, good obedient children. In the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful if the rain would come straight down in pleasant showers and in season, instead of droughts and floods, rain coming sideways, blowing sideways, instead of coming straight down? Wouldn't that be a blessing? And to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Now, wouldn't that be great, my friends, if we were in financial sound condition, that we could lend and not be the greatest debtor nation on the face of the earth? The richest nation on the face of the earth. Think about this, my friends. The best land on the face of the earth. Yet we are the greatest debtor nation on the face of the earth. What a curse. And that is going to catch up with us, my friends. We can't go on living on borrowed money as we are. It is going to catch up with us. And it doesn't have to be this way. It didn't have to be this way. And it wouldn't be this way if only we had obeyed from the founding of this nation. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. It's right opposite, isn't it? And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Eternal your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Yes, if we heed, if we only would have heeded the commandments of our God and would have been careful to obey them, then all of these blessings would have been ours. But we have gone the wrong way, and we are reaping curses for going the wrong way. Verse 14, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Well, it's pretty plain, isn't it? Now, we've talked about the way that things should be now. Now, let's just take a glimpse, and we only have time to take a glimpse. There's much in the Bible that tells us how things will be after the return of Jesus Christ, when Christ returns and sets up the kingdom, the government, the throne of God on this earth. Micah 4 and verse 1 begins to give us a glimpse as to how things will be in that day. Notice, Micah 4 and verse 1, "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days, the end time, my friend, that the mountain of the Lord's house, the government, the throne of God it's speaking of, shall be established on the top of the mountains, yes, above all nations, and shall be exalted above the hills, big hills and little hills, big nations and little nations. And people shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, yes, to the government of God, to the throne of God, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths." Yes, there's coming a time when we are going to be anxious as a world to walk in the paths of our God, because we are going to have to learn a bitter lesson and realize that that's the only way that pays. "He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Now, what law is that? Well, it's God's law, the commandments, the judgments, and so on, that we will live by. We will hear them then. We will listen to them. We will no longer be saying that they were nailed to the stake or nailed to the cross and that they don't apply. No way. As a matter of fact, they will be the constitution of all nations in that day. And what a wonderful blessing that will be. "He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Now, wouldn't that be great if we hadn't spent billions and billions and trillions on war material today? Not only the United States, but all other nations, or most other nations anyway, have spent much money on defense. That's one reason that we are so deep in debt. That is one of the great reasons. Verse 4, "This is the way that it's going to be, my friends. But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid." Isn't that what we want today? Isn't that what we hunger and thirst for today? Peace and joy and health and happiness and contentment. "For the mouth of the Eternal of hosts has spoken." God has spoken, and this is the way it will be. As a matter of fact, it can't be any other way, because God has said this is the way it's going to be, and this is the way it will be. So, my friends, there is a good time coming, even though we won't listen and we won't heed today. And I'm sure that you listening now, most of you, maybe all of you, will not take this to heart. But the day is coming when you will take this to heart. And that's the way it's going to be. Not only is that the way it's going to be, but it cannot be any other way.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.